Greetings and welcome to the Husky Dragon Podcast. My name is Lee Waller and welcome to my world. Let me tell you a little bit about what this is all about. In case this is your first time or your 10th time on listening to this, this is a podcast about me and what's going on in my side of the world. Meaning, what's going on in my life, what I'm doing, who I love, who I hate, who I despise, what I'm watching on TV, etc., etc., etc. So let me give you the goings on of what happened today. Today, I went to Walmart and I grabbed a few grocery items. I love shopping there, especially the Super Center, because that has everything from men's t-shirts to pot pies to TVs and all that stuff. That's where the Super Center is, in case you didn't know. Anyway, I bought some groceries. I got a few Hungry Man dinners, a lot of the mini meals, mostly chicken related meals, which I love. I love chicken, especially fried chicken from other places, but I love eating the chicken that's in the Hungry Man dinners, because especially the one that is the fried chicken dinner, which is fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and I think corn and a brownie. So it's like a meal in itself, like they used to say back in the day. It was a commercial for Campbell's soup. It says a Campbell's soup, a meal in the can. So anyway, I went shopping at Walmart, and then I came back. And now I'm eating my delicious lunch, which is a pork chop meal with yellow rice and broccoli. Very good. And tonight I'm not going to have much. I'm just going to have there's a roast beef sub sandwich that I can heat up in the microwave. That would be good for dinner. And then tomorrow I have to go to a wound care appointment. Now the wound care appointment, hopefully it'll be my last one for a while. If not, I'm going to have to go back again the next week. But let's see what's going on with the appointment that way. So what the doctor's telling me, that my wound is getting smaller and smaller. As long as I take my medication and walk on it every once in a while, I should be fine. So basically, I'm going to my wound care appointment tomorrow, and my birthday was on March 9th of this month, and I didn't get any presents except for one. I got one from my sister, who I love very much. I love her family. I love my brother-in-law. I love my nieces to death. They are. You know, that they are doing great things with their life. And I'm so proud of them. And I wish I can see them more often, but I don't have the money to do it right now. Anyway, she sent me a birthday card, which is a real funny card. And she sent me a gift card for $25. And I used some of it already. I used some of it for new Bluetooth earbuds. And I got some... I got an air freshener that really smells nice in here, and I also got some more deodorants in case my other one runs out on me. I have to go out again. And I'm looking for a cheap cell phone case, a smartphone case for my phone, because they didn't pack. Because when I got this phone, they didn't add one to it, so I'm going to try to get a cell phone case. Basically, that's it for now. I'm about to finish my meal here, and then I'm going to watch TV for a while, and then I don't know what I'm going to do after that. Let's see, I got 10 more days to watch all the Columbo episodes, but I doubt if I'll finish them all. I'm on the one, it's the one with, I think, Faye Dunaway's in it. I think she is trying to kill her husband or her lover, and her a friend of hers wants to do the same and want to kill the lover. And then I think, if I remember correctly, in this episode, Faye Dunaway tries to seduce Lieutenant Columbo, and but somehow it's starting to work, but I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen it. So I might watch that this evening. So, basically, that's all I'm going to do today. And so I'm going to sign off for now. This is just a brief synopsis of what I'm... I forgot to mention, I watched the first two episodes of the new X-Men animated series, which is called X-Men 97. Now, X-Men 97 is pretty good so far. In this version, there's a little spoiler alert I'm going to deal out here. Spoiler alert. Professor Charles Xavier got assassinated by a Friends of Humanity scumbag who hunts down mutants and enjoys the hell out of them. But there are brand new characters that that once died off are back in the series. Morph is back. I love Morph. He's awesome. And Bishop is in the gang now. He's a time traveler who can absorb mutant powers or whatever, or blast from laser shields and then focus it back on people. And in this version, Jean Grey and Scott Summers are married, and Jean's pregnant with Scott's baby. And what else? Oh yeah, and then at the end, I'm sorry, I have to spoil this part. At the end of the series, at the end of the episode, Magneto comes and takes over the Mutant Academy. That's the first episode. The second episode, I don't want to tell you about because I want you to see it for yourself. It has something to do, just a little heads up, it has something to do with Storm and what happened in the course of that whole series. The ending will surprise you. So anyway, that's what, X-Men was really good. I liked that. I liked it, man. It was really good. So anyway, this is Lee Waller signing off from Husky Dragon Podcast for now. I will talk to you maybe tomorrow, maybe Saturday, depending on if I feel like it. So once again, this is Lee Waller signing off, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon. Ciao for now, babies.